Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The Delta jet crashing and flipping over, upside down. It lost one of its wings. All 80 people aboard evacuated, 15 taken to the hospital. No word yet why it happened. Criticizing President Trump and Elon Musk's firing hundreds of FAA employees who inspect and maintain air traffic control systems and radio and computer systems, Senator Maria Cantwell, Washington State Democrat. More protests against the mass firings by Musk's government efficiency office. Nearly 1,000 people marched in the snow from the State House to Boston to City Hall, chanting, "Elon Musk has got to go." This is ABC News. The Kremlin confirms a 28-year-old American has been released from a Moscow jail. Caleb Byers, detained for possession of marijuana-laced candy at a Moscow airport 10 days ago. He was charged with drug smuggling. A government spokesman describing his release as within the context of normalization of relations with the U.S. 250 United Airline passengers are finally in Ireland after a days-long ordeal.
United Flight 23 from Newark to Dublin instead landed at St. John's International Airport in Newfoundland, Canada on Thursday because of a medical emergency. And then severe weather kept them there for several more days. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, was on board.
About halfway over the Atlantic, there was a medical emergency, and we ended up with you. And we're still here.
He still presided over Sunday Mass in Canada.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. There is a cold weather advisory from 9 tonight until 10 tomorrow morning. Wind chills could get as low as 25 to 35 below. Clear and cold tonight with 30 below wind chills, low 13 below. Winds will be northwest 10 to 20. Still blustery and some sun tomorrow. Wind chills around 10 below. And the actual high is going to be 9 with the winds northwest 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow night, frigid and will feel as cold as 20 below with a low of 7 below. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny outside. Our winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 13 below. And our current temperature is 1 below.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Dangerous wind chills will continue through Wednesday with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. What's happening is your skin cells are literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite can lead to permanent, irreversible damage, so limit your time outdoors, wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat. If you believe that you have frostbite, get inside quickly, warm up slowly. Never rub the areas that can damage the tissue even further. Richland County is currently dealing with what to do with the now empty college campus. The County Board of Supervisors developed a campus reconfiguration committee to research possibilities. A firm was brought in to evaluate the state of all the buildings, and unfortunately, the news was not good. The state passed legislation to award $2 million to close campuses, but unfortunately, that is just a drop in the bucket for what Richland County needs to make the buildings viable again. Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz was one of the authors of the bill to reimburse closed campuses. He took a tour of the UW-Platteville Richland campus last week with County Board Chair Dave Turk.
I was a little disappointed on the way UW, and I'm actually being very kind when I say disappointed. UW left a mess out there, to be very honest with folks, and so I'm actually going to have a meeting with UW System President Mr. Rothman next week concerning that, because it is entirely unacceptable, the mess they left out at that campus. And I am being very kind with my words right now, because when I got done touring the facility, I was actually pretty livid, because what they left out there for, it's like, you know, when COVID hit on, you know, 17th of March of 2000, everything basically shut down. Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like one day they were working and the next day they just literally walked out, and it's like you could go back and start teaching a class there right now. And it's just very disappointing the way UW System left that facility right now.
Kurtz was on WRCO's morning show this morning with host Phil Nee. He was asked what his suggestions to Rothman may be.
First of all, they need to clean their mess up. I mean, I think that's job number one, just the way they left it. And we'll go from there. Like my staff, after I got off the phone, I kind of had to calm down a little bit, because I got probably 50, 60 photos on my phone that I'm going to share with Mr. Rothman about what they did out there. And so we'll go from there. But I think they need to do a lot more than they're doing right now, that's for sure.
The Richland County Board of Supervisors will continue to be updated on the campus and its future. The Wisconsin State Senate is once again considering postpartum care. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage, as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. State Senator Sarah Kieski of the 14th State Senate District is a co-author of the bill. She explained to Phil Nee on WRCO's morning show why it is important to everyone.
What we know is postpartum care, the needs aren't only in the first 60 days for the mom. And we need healthy moms so that we have healthy kids. So if they have a medical issue, if they have a mental health issue, those need to be treated well so that we have them functioning well, both for themselves, for their newborn and any other children, or maybe their workplace. There are many things that happen postpartum that have an impact, and some of them are just not going to show up in the first 60 days. So having access to this is really, really important.
She adds it is supported by both parties, but one person seems to be holding it up.
Last session, this bill was presented in the Senate, and it was passed 32-1. So bipartisan support. We are hoping that it comes to the floor again in the Senate and in the Assembly. One of the big issues is there is the leader of the Assembly, his name is Robin Voss, the representative, that has said it is unlikely that this bill will be seen on that floor, which means there's no way it could be passed because he won't let it be seen.
Kieski has a fundamental issue with Voss's stance.
I believe if we are the voice of our constituents, there are 132 of us total, 99 assembly members, 33 Senate members. We should all get to vote on something that is this important and has bipartisan support, and not only bipartisan support, but support across the ideological frame. We have people both pro-life, pro-choice. We have all kinds of people that are supporting this. And so this should be something that's voted on. But we have one person right now that is standing in the way for even it being presented to a floor where 99 people would have the chance to vote on it. That would be the Assembly. And then if it doesn't get passed there, we can't pass it, even if the Senate does. That's disturbing. And so if people want our government to work, it has to have these situations addressed so that the voice of the voters, the voice of your elected leaders are able to take votes on things for you. or votes against them. That's fine. I mean, if it doesn't pass, it doesn't pass. But to not have it even presented to have a vote, I think is despicable, frankly.
State senators heard testimony on the issues of postpartum care from medical providers last week. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation to cap the cost of prescription drugs for millions. According to a press release, the Capping Prescription Cost Act would place a limit on out-of-pocket cost for prescription drugs of $2,000 per year for individuals and $4,000 for families with private insurance. A similar measure was passed through the Inflation Reduction Act for senior citizens. Senator Baldwin says studies have shown 31% of people who need medication weren't taking it because of cost. State Republicans are proposing a bill that would help Wisconsin schools install and maintain water filters. The draft bill calls on school boards to develop plans to manage the drinking water to ensure students will not be exposed to things like lead or PFAS, which have been linked to negative health effects, especially in children. Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for the legislation, saying it seems to be in line with his efforts to promote safe drinking water in schools. Funding for the filters could come from previous PFAS legislation. It's National FFA Week, a time to recognize the important role of the National FFA organization in developing the next generation of leaders who will change the world, and celebrating the 90th anniversary of New Farmers of America and the 75th anniversary of the Federal Charter to Future Farmers of America. Each year, FFA chapters around the country celebrate National FFA Week. There are 261 state chapters in Wisconsin, broken into 10 sections. Tyson Gerke, a graduate of Fenimore High School, serves as the treasurer for the Wisconsin State FFA chapter. He represents Section 4, which covers southwest Wisconsin with 27 FFA chapters. What prompted Gerke to become a state officer?
When I was in middle school, my mom told me to join FFA. And at first I was like, no, Mom, I don't want to farm. This thing's just for farming. But she said, just trust me, join it. And I came from a semi-agriculture background. My dad and grandpa farmed together. They still farm together. And growing up, I did not want to be on the farm. I stayed far away from it, thinking I was not going to have a career on the farm. So initially, I was very hesitant to join FFA. But I listened to my mom. I joined it. I just did little things here and there in middle school. And then as I got to high school, I got more and more involved, more active, traveled to different conferences, got involved in various activities such as career development events and leadership development events. And that really expanded my horizons of agriculture and FFA. And it is now because of my participation in FFA that I want to give back as well as enter a career in agriculture. And so it all started with a truck ride with my mom and her telling me to join FFA because she was the chapter president back in the 90s.
What would he tell someone contemplating joining their local FFA chapter?
I would tell them it never hurts to try something new. And second off, there's a spot in FFA for everyone. Even if they are not considering a career in agriculture, joining FFA can give them various leadership skills, such as attending leadership conferences that our FFA, the State FFA Association puts on, as well as the different speaking contests known as leadership development events. They can go to these contests, they can enhance their speaking ability, and frankly, I credit a lot of my ability to public speak to being involved in FFA and joining these speaking contests. And so, even if you aren't looking for a career in agriculture, joining FFA, there's an avenue for you to grow as a person, and there's an avenue for you to grow individually and make the most of your high school years.
Jumping into the state level was not a first choice for Gerke.
There were previous state FFA officers who had a really big impact on me, and they brought the idea to me of, hey, you have this. Like, you have this opportunity to serve as a state officer, and you do a really great job. And initially, I was not really on board. I'm like, I don't think I could do it. I don't think this is really right for me. However, my senior year of high school, I served as my chapter's middle school advisor. While serving as a middle school advisor, I had the opportunity to meet frequently with our middle school members. I had the opportunity to coach our middle school members and mentor our middle school members. And that really gave me a perspective on how I can make a difference in the lives of others. I saw those middle schoolers go from, you know, ordinary middle schoolers to, they grew a lot throughout the year, and I was the one that really encouraged them, influenced them, and mentored them. So as my senior year went on, I thought to myself, I could do this with the entire state of Wisconsin. I could do this with many other members in FFA. And so ultimately, serving as the middle school advisor my senior year influenced me to take this next step and serve as a state FFA officer.
National FFA Week runs through Saturday. Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Lacey Banker on ticket number 412.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday, February 27th, at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday, February 26th, from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday, February 27th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died Friday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or local food pantry. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River, died Saturday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Private graveside services will be held in the Blue River Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, that was a brutal, breezy, but bright and beautiful day with high temperatures that only scraped 2 degrees. But it didn't feel like that. With those feisty winds, it really felt like 15 below. Now, we're continuing to crash cold. With these clear skies, overnight lows will bottom out near negative 15. And with winds still gusting up to 15 to 20 miles per hour, our wind chill values are really going to be feeling about 30 below. This, of course, has prompted a cold weather advisory that starts at 9 o'clock tonight and lasts through 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, because some spots could be about 35 below. This is dangerous cold. With exposed skin, you could get frostbite within minutes. And if you're outside for any lengthy amount of time, you could get hypothermia. So pay attention to your body, take it easy, and get inside often to warm up. Because the cold continues to have a grip on us tomorrow and kind of hangs on Wednesday. Tomorrow, it'll be blustery with some sunshine, highs will hit 9, but wind chills will really make it feel about 10 below. Then, of course, falling frigid tomorrow night still, feeling as cold as 20 below as actual temperatures fall to near negative 5. So like I said, Wednesday will still be chilly, but it starts the warm-up. Highs will be above 0, double digits, right around 10 degrees under a mix of sun and clouds. Our temperatures still drop crisp overnight, but Thursday it'll be partly sunny and pleasantly warmer with highs reaching 20. Ah, won't that feel so good after this? We get even warmer for Friday, too. A little bit breezy, a few clouds out there with highs in the mid-20s. And for the weekend, you can actually make some outdoor plans. Saturday looks fantastic. Highs flirting with the freezing mark in the low 30s. There'll be a ton of sun to start the day, with clouds increasing throughout the afternoon. And temperatures, well, they're still increasing, too, because on Sunday, we flirt with 40. Warmer, with melting snow and fog potentially on Sunday. Like I said, highs hitting 40. And that warmth hangs on to start off early next week. Until then, stay warm and stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it is clear and our temperature is 2 below, and that's after a daytime high today of 5 degrees and a morning low of 8 below. Yesterday's high was 27, and we received a dusting of snow. Record high set back in 1981 is 63 degrees, with a record low of 22 below set back in 1973. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 10. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:35, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:56. Winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 14 below. Our barometric reading is 30.28, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 2 below zero.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. And before I begin sports, I forgot to pass along, there are a couple weather announcements for tomorrow because of the cold weather that we are experiencing. 2-hour delays in both the Lafarge and Kickapoo school districts. So Lafarge has a 2-hour delay for tomorrow, as well as Kickapoo. They have a 2-hour delay. Here is Phil Nee with a look at area high school games for tonight.
The area boys basketball schedule tonight features Lafarge at Royal. It's Kickapoo at Seneca, Bangor at Black River Falls. Also, Ithaca travels to Cashton, Cassville at Riverdale, Dodgeville at Darlington, Platteville at Mineral Point, Boscobel at River Valley, and North Crawford is at Weston for a makeup game. In area girls basketball, Wazika Steuben is at Viroqua. Also in the area tonight, a light dusting of girls games. They include Westby at Mauston. And coming up on WRCO, Boscobel at Richland Center. Richland Center coach Jeremy Cooey talked about the team's first win of the year last week.
It was a great feeling.
I just felt happy for the girls. They finally came together and played, you know, the entire game like we knew they've been capable of all year. So it was good to see them put together the game and not give up when they were down and to fight back and to take that game in overtime.
Boscobel and Richland Center girls basketball can be heard this evening on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show will kick it off around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Led by John Tonji's 32 points, the Badgers upset number 7 Purdue 94-84 on Saturday. Tonji scored 22 of those points in the second half. He did a lot of the heavy lifting while Wisconsin scored 11 straight points to take the lead. Guard Kamari McGee was ejected after officials determined a first-half foul was flagrant. Coach Greg Gard's squad hit 18 of 25 second-half shots while winning its fourth straight game. The Badgers will host Illinois on Tuesday. Because of Wisconsin's upset victory at Purdue, the Badgers have moved up 5 spots from number 16 to number 11 in the Associated Press's men's college basketball poll. Auburn is number 1 for the 6th consecutive week. The Tigers claimed 59 of 60 first place votes in the latest poll after beating then number 1 Alabama on the road. Florida claimed the other first place vote and broke last week's tie with Duke to move up to 2nd. The Southeastern Conference has a national best 9 ranked teams. Number 25 Louisville returned to the poll for the week's only new addition. Bucks sharp shooting guard Damian Lillard hoped to win his third straight three-point shooting competition during the NBA All-Star weekend. Instead, he was knocked out in the first round, and Tyler Herro of the Miami Heat grabbed the title. Lillard is a native of nearby Oakland, while the NBA stars were showing their stuff across the bay in San Francisco. Milwaukee is back from the All-Star break on Thursday when they host the Los Angeles Clippers. Brewers' top pitching prospect Josh Knauss will miss the 2025 season after undergoing Tommy John surgery. Knauss was picked in the first round of the 2023 draft out of high school. The scouting report notes his 96-mile-an-hour fastball and strong secondary pitches, a curve, and a slider. He missed time last season with a sore elbow and wound up pitching just 84 innings. Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom has impressed the Houston Texans' young edge rusher Will Anderson Jr. Anderson was the 2023 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year and had 18 sacks in his first two seasons. He says Tom is the best offensive lineman he has faced. Pro Football Focus agrees, ranking the Green Bay linemen 6th among all NFL offensive tackles overall and 3rd for run blocking. Tom was drafted in the 4th round in 2022. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
There's no such thing as too much caring.
That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
There could be more upside potential in grain and oilseed futures prices. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Sean Lusk from Walsh Trading says he still sees some upside potential for corn, soybeans, and wheat here early in 2025.
If we continue to see hot, dry conditions in South America, they get their second, Brazil gets their second corn crop in late, wheat takes off, this deal in Eastern Europe doesn't come to fruition, tariffs mean maybe less imports of stuff coming in the United States, creating a tie. There's a lot of myriad of factors here that could play in for a continuation rally to the upside. But if you have the energy complex taking a major correction from the low 70s to the mid 60s again, then I would not be long. I think you're going to have a further correction coming in the grain market. We've seen the livestock market, particularly the cattle futures, have a setback here. It's just one of those deals. The fundamentals don't change in some of those markets. Profit taking occurs, and a month, new reports come out, midpoint and quarters, which we're coming up to at the end of this week. Those are prime time areas and dates where you get a little turnaround, a little pullback, a little profit taking, a little liquidation, a little short covering, whatever the market is. But I just feel that overall, the path of least resistance longer term is going to be higher across the board. Does that mean we move higher right now? Well, we've moved almost 10% higher in corn for the first month and, you know, 5-6 weeks of the year. Beans had a nice run up to 5%, up to 1061. I know we've got up a little bit above that. Now we pull back a little bit here. So wheat's done that too, ran up 5% the first month of the year, and really nothing more than short covering.
Megan Grebner has more after this.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
And the thing really works!
Secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates. Make better passwords. Woo! Think before you think. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secure-our-world.
The past chair of NCBA's Federation of State Beef Council says the current red meat yield equation is outdated. Dan Gaddis says it's been more than 60 years since the beef industry has updated its methods of compensating producers for their products.
How much a product are you actually producing when it, you know, when it goes to that ultimately the feedlot and then to the packer? Right now, that's a black box. The packer knows. I guarantee they know, but we don't know.
He tells Brownfield advancements in genetics and production management have resulted in higher quality beef, and producers would benefit from an update.
And allow producers to get paid better for what they are actually producing. I think that's important.
Gaddis says the cattle herd is at record low levels, but
we know that we're producing more meat and more, you know, yield per carcass. What is that amount that we're doing? As carcass weights increase, is our red meat yield actually increasing, or is that a lot of that fat content and those other things that are trim?
I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the Trump administration is committed to growing the economy. She tells Brownfield, President Trump's committed to increasing demand for U.S. ag goods on the global market.
By next year, we will have lost $45 billion in exports under the last administration. When President Trump left, we had a surplus. Now we're going back to zero on exports. We've got to open markets. That's first.
More news is next.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to 1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves. That's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Grower in Northwest Kansas says there's some optimism for a good harvest. Chris Tanner is also president of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers.
Went into dormancy looking pretty good. We do have good stands, but you know, Kansas is a large state, a lot of different climate regions. Where I'm at, we have a pretty nice potential for a good crop this year.
An Eastern Iowa farmer says he's concerned about a lack of soil moisture heading into the growing season. Lance Lillibridge says precipitation deficits are adding up quickly.
We're just going to have to pray that we get moisture in the form of liquid this spring to kind of get recharged here, but we are incredibly dry.
He tells Brownfield his area has been in a snow drought this winter, despite some recent accumulation.
I think we got 5 inches, and it's a light, fluffy snow, so it's not a super heavy, wet snow. And there's just not going to be a lot of moisture in the snow we got.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
At the Friday, February 21st feeder sale, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola will be offering 20 to 22 whiteface and black whiteface cows. These cows were bred to a good black bull. A few of the cows will have calves at side, with others to calve soon. The balance of the cows will be ultrasounded to confirm their pregnancies. The cows will sell prior to the feeder cattle. Other early consignments include 25 black crossbred steers and heifers, 9 black crossbred 500-pound steers, and with 15 crossbred steers and heifers pending. We also have for sale by private treaty 27 black heifers and 5 red heifers. These are bred to a registered black calving ease bull. It was placed with the heifers on July 2nd. The heifers will be sold with your sort and will also be ultrasounded to confirm their breeding. Contact Darren, 608-553-1359, for more information or for taking a look at the heifers. If you have livestock to sell or looking to buy, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Field Plan. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Eric Schurter, U.S. Crop Protection Technical Lead for Corteva, says field planning is kind of like preparing for the big game, with the farmer strategizing offense and defense. He tells Brownfield weed and pest management should be a major focus as growers game plan for 2025. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com. The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. The old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Science U.S. Crop Protection Technical Lead Eric Schurter compares field planning to getting ready for the big game.
We got the Super Bowl, but it's kind of like that. That's you're thinking about your offense and defense and what challenges you're going to face in that upcoming season. That's the weed control. And when you think about our trait technologies, there's other things we got to think about. Now, for soybeans, it's typically weeds. But for corn and cotton, we also have the insect trait packages there that come with those technologies. You still have a lot of herbicide flexibility. But my point is, you've got to look and assess all the tools at your disposal. You're looking at your operation. You're going to try to place where these crops are going to go and ultimately to give you the greatest flexibility when it comes to weed control. And then once you start to think about where I want to utilize that technology, you know, more than likely you're going to go after tough, troublesome weeds like plumber amaranth, the kochia, water hemp. By having that flexibility and kind of that field planning prep already done, you've already thought about different tank mix combinations that you want to put with Enlist One. Maybe it's still glyphosate. Maybe it is glufosinate. In the South, we're using all three. But the point here is by proper field planning, you've really kind of laid out the playbook for the upcoming season. We're going to have to call some audibles. It always does happen, but at least you've had some time to really think about it so it isn't a surprise once we get get into the heart of the battle.
He recommends a program approach.
And simply put, that's thinking about a very effective pre-program and a post-program using multiple modes of action. Now, the water hemp, the kochias, the palmers, the different weeds, they have become resistant because we may have only tried to go after them with one specific mode of action. By going out with a multiple effective mode of action pre and post, you have two effective modes of action working against that weed. So we want that in a burn down or a pre-plant. We also want that same approach as you think about it in corn. So like for beans, that might be like a Kyber Pro, one of our new products, three modes of action there. For corn, Resicor Ref, three modes of action. Then we have that in season, same kind of principles there. We want to make sure we're timely with our application because the real benefit of this is never letting the weeds get out of control. If we're doing our job properly and we're utilizing these technologies properly, our fields should be fairly clean year round, even when we have some tough conditions. So it gives you more options and flexibility.
To learn more, visit Corteva.us. And for more on the Enlist weed control system, it's Enlist.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
I won't tell if you won't. us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home, mama, tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that I must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
That was Jordan Davis with I Ain't Sayin'. And before that, we had Katie Amager with One Night Between Friends. And good evening, I'm Tim Thede. And I'll be here bringing you music up until 7:15. And then we'll be bringing you high school basketball action. It's basketball at Richland Center in girls action. And Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Pre-game will start at around the 7:15 time. And I hope you all are having a great evening and staying warm. It is a cold one out there, folks. Right now, our temperature, according to the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, is 4 below. And the winds are out of the east-southeast right now at 5 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 15 below. So it is a cold one out there, and our time is 5:49. And there is that cold weather advisory from 9 tonight through 10 tomorrow morning. Wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below are expected during that time. And because of those wind chills, we have a couple of delays for tomorrow already. There's a two-hour delay for Lafarge School District and a two-hour delay for Kickapoo for tomorrow. So already calling in, getting prepared. A lot of that has to be because a lot of those wind chills, I think they could possibly get down close to that 35 below mark. And usually got to be careful. You can't really send out in the roadways at 35 below. But it's like, yeah, so they're having a delay. So by that time, maybe things will warm. Probably not warm up where it's warm, but at least it'll be better than what it is at the time that they originally had to go to school. And if there's any changes in those delays, and if we get any more announcements, we'll definitely pass it along. So be sure to listen to WRCO so you can get that information from us. You can also find the information online at WRCO.com and on the WRCO radio Facebook page. Going on tonight, though, is the Kickapoo Area Food Pantry. That is open from until 6 o'clock this evening. So you got another 10 minutes if you want to stop by. Sign in at the Viola Municipal Building at 106 West Wisconsin Street, and volunteers will load your vehicles. So be sure to stop there. Like I say, you got another 10 minutes, or actually 9 minutes if you want to take part in that. And that's the Kickapoo Area Food Pantry. And also, that's, like I say, that's all we see for things for today. But like I say, just keep it tuned to WRCO, and we'll keep you up to date on any, like I say, any further delays or cancellations if they do come in.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs Benefit Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30. Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decoratings, Benjamin Moore, Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
WRCO 100.9. Strikes that never come, ghost towns boom and bust, dreams of easy gold turn into rust. Well, heaven and hell, I've been there, morning rides, midnight air, I'm either blazing trails or I'm eating dust. Strangers always trading places. Gold rush to ghost town. Back when to right now. You go from broken hearted to getting something started. Gold rush to ghost town. I get right and I go wrong. Sometimes weak, sometimes strong. Take me in and take me as I am. Playing gin and drinking rum, crying out to kingdom come. Give it hell till I don't give a damn. Gold rush to ghost town. Hot streams to cool downs. Nothing really changes. Lovers and strangers always trading places. Gold rush to ghost town. Back when to right now. You
hot streams to cool down, nothing really changes. Lovers and strangers always trade places. Gold rush to ghost town, back when to right now. You go from broken hearted to getting something started. Gold rush to ghost town.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. FAA investigators are headed to the Toronto airport hours after a Delta flight from